Hello, you're listening to Showtime's Tony Awards podcast. Following up from our Tony special before the awards themselves, we're now recording this podcast to let you know all of the successful winners. We'll be going through the nominations and then obviously letting you know who won, as well as offering our opinions and some commentary on the evening. I'm Ella. I'm joined by Abby, as always.
Hello.
And we're going to kick off, not with any of the nominations, but actually with the host himself. This year it was Kevin Spacey. I confess that when we did the Tony special, I expressed not necessarily nerves, but a degree of anxiety about how well he would cope, because he hasn't come from a musical theatre background. I know he can like tap dance and things like that, but he hasn't come from a musical theatre background in a way that a lot of Tony hosts have. And I was slightly worried about how he was going to cope with that. I think having watched the opening number, we can all agree, stunning work, Kevin.
Well done. I'm going to give you a round of applause there.
I mean, that's the highest accolade, really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes. So I think we can agree that Kevin Spacey did an amazing job. And I think a lot of it comes down to the visual techniques that were used. But we're going to play the audio from his opening number. I'll get Abby to tweet the link to the video, and I'll put it in the description below. If people want to watch that, you really should. It's great.
Yes.
A lot of references to the musicals that are there that year, which is something I really like.
It's something you commented on yesterday.
Yes.
That you were like, oh, I missed the fact that, like, what Neil Patrick Harris used to do was, like, incorporate all the shows in. And then just this year, it's like they took all of Ella's ideas and they went, here you go, have a great opening sequence.
I mean, I think what we can effectively decide is that what happened is they were listening to Showtime.
Obviously.
And they thought, you know what, let's scrap the opening number we already have and we'll just use these, like, phenomenal ideas and that this girl has brainstormed.
Yes.
And actually, I'll be on the committee for the Tony Awards next year.
Exciting.
Breaking news. I would love that job. Not even kidding. I would totally do that.
I know you would.
Host that in Eurovision.
It's all she wants in life.
And Elaine Page's job. Anyway, we are going to play. We are going to play the audio from Kevin Spacey's opening number. And here it is.
Have you ever felt like nobody would care? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of going live on air? Have you ever felt the ratings could disappear? That if you host, no one would cheer? Well, let that anxious feeling slosh away. I know they love James Corden, but I'll show I came to play. 'Cause if I sing this song, they'll understand. Maybe I can host. I can host with the band. And oh, the chorus will come running, and I know they'll take me home. Even if mean tweets come crashing through, Michael Riedel says that I just blew my career shattered on the ground. I will be found. So let the fun come streaming in, 'cause I'll shout out for each Tony win. Lift my head and look around, I'm Broadway bound. I'm Broadway bound. I'm Broadway bound.
Hey, 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 it's Tony Awards season and they still don't have a host. Maybe the groundhog will see his shadow and we'll know it 6 more weeks before they find one.
Ow!
There will be mornings you'll be utterly defeated by the waiting.
Oh, right.
Thanks, Andy. Days when other stars get calls for offers to be host, it's irritating. Why are they hating? Think I can't get the ratings?
Just let your worries slip away. You've won a Tony. That gives you cachet. Just read the prompter. Hey, even Steve Harvey would be okay. Kevin, you're not a dope. Never give up hope. Never let yourself be defeated. If you do well once, then they'll ask you again. Remember, you're truly an American beauty. Sure, you're no Bob Hope. You can crush it, just read the prompter. If it doesn't land, throw in a jazz hand. Be like Audra McDonald, six Tonys will follow. Let's go get drunk.
If Tony Award Day, well, they offered it to Regis Philbin, and he said no. Could be six more weeks.
There's a show going on right now on air, and Neil Patrick isn't here. There's a mentor I need to turn me into Fred Astaire, and Hugh Jackman isn't here. There's a show going on right now on air, and Nathan Lane, he isn't here. There's a mentor I need to make me into Fred Astaire, and Ricky Gervais, he isn't here. That's right, Ricky's not here, so you're welcome. One, two, three!
Don't look down at your programs. You are at the Tonys. Gotta download all the cast recordings if you want to keep with the bucks. Cause it's a complicated Broadway season, and they ask like 19 every day. But each one turned it down, they can appreciate it very much. Cause Rosie was great, Oakley was great, and bass really loves Sean Hayes. Gordon rocks, Bernadette ruled. Lansbury made us look classy and cool. Leonard and Chenoweth, Cummings were here,
and you got that isn't here. This nightmare never end.
Well, they keep singing Hugh Jackman isn't here, so I thought I could help.
Whoopi, how long have you been in that closet?
Well, Kevin, it depends on who you ask. But you know what? Enough about me. I know a little something about hosting this, because I did it once or twice too, remember? But if you want to learn, you got to go where some of the greatest hosts of all times have gotten their start. Carson, Crystal Letterman, you got to go to The Rock.
What? All the way to Newfoundland?
No, this Rock, Rockefeller Center.
You know, I think I'm beginning to understand what the Tony audience wants in a host, but I still have so many questions. Oh, if I could only be Billy Crystal, he'd know the answer to all of it.
Kevin, hello. Hello. Wow, this is a great act. Now, folks, please. Thank you very much, but please don't stand up. I get embarrassed. No, I have to say, Kevin, I feel a little uncomfortable giving you advice because they did ask me.
Well, of course they'd come to you first.
No, I was the 14th choice. It was a little demoralizing. But here goes, Kevin. The right host has to be charming and funny. The right host has to be in charge of the show, ready to ad-lib and save any moment. The right host has to be in L.A. this weekend working on his new one-man show. Otherwise, I would have been there. But that's about me. Now listen, just follow the advice of the great Milton Berle, who said, for me, briefs are safer than boxers. And, Kevin, if all else fails, put on a dress.
Well, thank you. Thank you, oh great and powerful Billy, the Wizard of Crystal. Now I understand. Now I know what I have to do to win this audience over. Why, this Kevin has to play Norma Desmond. I'm coming out. No, wait, no. I'm going into makeup. My heart is beating faster. I'll take my shot and hope it's not disaster. Kill the early pre-show sickness. Feel the magic of this moment. Why, it will be as if they never asked those other guys. Who cares who they called at first? That's all in the past. This world has waited long enough. I am a host at come crashing through. Michael Rito says that I just blew my career shattered on the ground. I'm Broadway bound. I'm Broadway bound. Even if I look just like a schmuck and all the shows on Facebook say I This is the 71st Annual Tony Awards. I'm Kevin Spacey. Your host is found.
Thank you, Kevin, for that.
It's very good. I enjoy it a lot. I was trying to find some of the videos this morning and I watched it and I was actually like, I can't think of anything to say.
Speechless.
Yes.
So good. I just watched it before we started recording this. I've been working this morning and Abby said that it had been put on YouTube by CBS, and so I went to watch it.
It was from the opening.
The whole way through.
It was from the opening where he stood there and he's dressed up as Evan Hansen, and Ella just goes, I love it already. I love it already. And every like 3 seconds after that, she was like, I love it. It's great. It's like,
this is so my cup of tea. There were a couple of people out there in the office with us who I've never met before. No. I don't know who they were. And I know a lot of people. I didn't know who they were. And I was just there going, oh my God, back in a closet.
Of course they've got Billy Crystal.
And that was my favourite.
But she was wearing headphones. So of course they couldn't even hear what she was listening to. They were just like,
I was just
crazy
a crazy
lady.
Woman yeah. shouting at a computer.
Which isn't
a change.
Isn't every Tony watcher...
Yeah, that's true. Right, so we are going to run through the nominations now. And we're going to start with what is, in the nicest possible way, the less exciting ones.
Yeah. They're not the acting ones.
They're the technical ones. They are so incredibly important and everyone who wins them is so deserved. But they're not the ones that you get, like, a real thrill after.
They're not a household name.
No.
It's not, yeah. But we love them all the same.
We're going to start with best lighting design.
Ooh.
I went so far over the top there. I was not expecting myself to sound
well,
like that.
Well, as someone who did an internship at Lamp Shop Online, I have a very vested interest in lighting design, so I'm very excited to hear who won this one.
The resident expert of lighting. Would you like to read the nominations as our resident expert?
I can do.
I'll hand you the bit of paper.
Ooh, it's a bit like the envelope. Right, so...
The winner is La La Land!
Okay, so for the nominees for Best Lighting Design are Come From Away, Hello Dolly, Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, and Dear Evan Hansen, possibly the four biggest musicals that are up for awards this year. And should I announce the winner?
No, I thought we'd just leave it there. Let's go home now. Off to Costa. Bye, everyone. Who won?
And the winner of this category was Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. So very well done to them.
And that brings us on to Best Costume Design.
Ooh.
Ooh. And the nominees are Anastasia, Hello Dolly, Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, and War Paint.
Ooh.
And the winner is... Hello Dolly.
Yay.
Which I think is fair. Like, that's... Yeah. I'll admit, I'm surprised Natasha Pierre and Great Comet didn't get that because they have stunning outfits.
Yeah, they're kind of a bit more wacky and a bit more out there. So it takes... But, you know...
Because Anastasia and Hello Dolly are very much of their time sort of costume... costume drama pieces.
Yeah.
War Paint, I just couldn't care less about. But Natasha Pierre and the... Sorry, everyone involved in War Paint.
It's a bit more 1940s, 1950s-ish, so it's a lot of, like...
Well, it's set in the 30s to the 60s, so...
Yeah.
I just have no interest in it. But it's Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. It's got that old-fashioned Russian feel to it, but then it's been sort of made...
Modern.
Rocky Horror-ized.
Yeah. Very much so.
A lot of tights and...
There's a lot of glitter involved, almost.
And, yeah. So, they didn't win.
No.
But congratulations to Hello Dolly. Now, our next category is Best Scenic Design of a Musical. The nominations are Groundhog Day, War Paint, Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, and Hello Dolly.
We had some opinions about this yesterday.
We did. I was... adamant that Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 was going to win because Mimi Len has done such a good job of transforming the theatre, and I can announce they did win.
Yay!
Well done them. It's just such they've revolutionised the theatre space that they have. Also a shout out to the play that goes wrong.
Yay!
I have such a soft spot
they
for these guys.
Won best
scenic design for a play. They've gone, that's the same show that was on in London, Mischief Theatre, responsible for The Play That Goes Wrong, Peter Pan Goes Wrong, comedy about a bank robbery, among others. They've just gone over to Broadway this year with The Play That Goes Wrong.
They've done really well.
They've done really well, and I'm so happy for them. So go and see that when it's coming to a city near you. Our next category is Best Choreography. The nominations are Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, Come From Away, Groundhog Day, Bandstand and Holiday Inn, the new Irving Berlin musical. Now, if you listen to the show when we did the Tony special, you'll know that we didn't cover Bandstand or Holiday Inn because...
they're very big in choreography, surprisingly.
They're very big in choreography, but also they haven't released any... soundtracks yet, which makes it awkward for me because you don't actually have any music for them, and unless you want me to just sing one of the songs I know
we'll do a kazoo cover at some point.
Yes, so
presumably.
I don't have the kazoo with me.
One time!
Got a different bag today. So they were the two that didn't feature. And I have to say, Bandstand has won.
Unsurprisingly.
Which I think, totally deserved. They were the two. I mean, Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet had a good chance because that's a very different style of dance, but Bandstand is very like jazz club, 1930s dance style. Holiday Inn, a lot of tap, very, very musical theatre. So I'm pleased Bandstand has won, but obviously none of you know what it sounds like. So if you're interested, Google.
Yes, YouTube is your friend.
Our next category is Best Orchestration, and the nominees are Bandstand, Hello Dolly, Dear Evan Hansen, and Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. And unsurprisingly, the winner is Dear Evan Hansen.
Yeah.
We spoke about this the other day. Alex Lacanoir, who's responsible... responsible for like every big show that's ever been, yeah. But most recently Hamilton, he did the orchestration for Dear Evan Hansen, and he's done a stunning job.
Jonathan Groff, who plays King George in Hamilton, well, he played it, he originated the role, he was one of the announcers, and there's a little moment where he opens up the envelope and you can see just a little bit of a smile when he says Alex Lockamore's name. It's like, oh, it's so cute, they're all so proud of each other.
I'm slightly like, orchestration, it's not one that you really think about, because obviously you've got like the composer of it.
Yeah.
The orchestration is when when someone takes what the composer has written and makes it work. Makes it work, makes people be able to play it. And I feel bad that Groundhog Day haven't got a nomination for that. Mm. I don't think they'd have beaten Dear Evan Hansen anyway, but I'm sad they didn't get a nomination, because that's something that... Tim Minchin, who wrote Groundhog Day, doesn't read music.
No.
So he, in all of his interviews, he's really promoting the guy who did the orchestration.
Because he has to transcribe everything.
He would just sit at home and play like 12 versions of something and lay them all together and send them to this guy who then had to like turn it into actual music. And he's done a really good job with it, as we can testify when we heard songs from it in the Tony special. But Dear Evan Hansen was going to win that.
Yeah.
Well done, Dear Evan Hansen. Which brings us on to Best Direction of a Musical. The nominations are Christopher Ashley for Come From Away, Rachel Chavkin for Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812, Michael Grave for Dear Evan Hansen, Matthew Walkers for Groundhog Day, and Jerry Zaks for Hello Dolly. And the winner is Christopher Ashley for Come From Away.
Yay! Which Ella is so happy about.
I love Come From Away. It's one of my favourite shows.
The little jig happened in the studio then.
I'm so obsessed with the music of it. It's so my cup of tea. It's got musical theatre and rock and pop and like Gaelic folk, and it's just brilliant. And then you add that to the story behind it, which I'm just worryingly obsessed by.
Yeah.
Like the 38 planes in the air, diverted. Because someone pressed the button and was like, yeah, you can't come into American airspace anymore. And they just landed in this tiny place that no one's been to since the 50s. And they just looked after, like, they doubled the population and they just looked after them.
I would like to apologise for everyone who's heard this, like, 90 times now. But Ella loves it.
Just amazed by it.
It's a good story about humanity and all that. Does.
Nah. Now, we're beginning to get on to the big categories now. Direction and orchestration are sort of the borders between technical and on stage.
Yeah.
And we're now moving on to that. And we're going to start with Best Original Score.
Read by me this time. Exciting. And the nominations are Irene Sankoff and David Hine for Come From Away, Benj Pasek and Justin Paul for Dear Evan Hansen, Tim Minchin for Groundhog Day, and Dave Malloy for Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812. And I don't think it's going to come as any sort of surprise to know that Dear Evan Hansen won that category.
That Lin-Manuel Miranda is back for another year and he's won.
Oh, yeah. He sneaks in there and he's just like, mine, thank you, bye. He just runs away.
Still mine. I think we all knew that.
Yeah. They've had a great year, La La Land and then this, Dear Evan Hansen.
They are two of the biggest names in musical theatre at the moment, and I don't see that changing.
No.
Anytime soon. Now, Best Book of a Musical is our next category, and the nominees are Irene Sankoff and David Hine for Come From Away, Stephen Levison for Dear Evan Hansen, Danny Rubin, Groundhog Day, and Dave Malloy, Natasha Pierre, and The Great Comet of 1812. And once again, no surprise, Stephen Levison has won it for Dear Evan Hansen. I think any of those could have got it.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that came down to publicity for Dear Evan Hansen.
It's a difficult one, I guess, to award as well, because all musicals are they're just so different as well, so it's different to go... it's difficult to go, this is, like, the best one. So I would have been happy with any of them.
I think what's interesting as well is that Dear Evan Hansen, theoretically... Bear with me on this. I know what I mean in my head. It's just trying to explain. Dear Evan Hansen is the only new story. So, like, Natasha Pierre, The Great Comet of 1812, based on Tolstoy's War and Peace. So that's just an adaptation. Groundhog Day, obviously, based on Groundhog Day, another adaptation. Come From Away, I think, stood a very good chance. I imagine it was very close between Come From Away and Dear Evan
Hansen.
Just because of the story behind that. I may have mentioned it. It's fascinating. Although Come From Away is an amazing story, there is this sense that everyone can relate to Dear Evan Hansen in some way, and that has just really catapulted it from one thing to another. And deserved winner. Now we get on to actors and actresses.
The big ones.
Starting for this, it's best featured actor in a musical. We have Gavin Creel for Hello Dolly, Mike Feist for Dear Evan Hansen, Andrew Rannells for Falsettos, Lucas Steele, Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812, and Brandon Uranowitz for Falsettos. And the winner is Gavin Creel for Hello Dolly. Yay. Which I predicted.
You did.
Mainly because a lot of other people had predicted it and I just copied them.
You were like, that sounds good to me.
They were correct. Yeah, I think he's been the favourite to win all along. I'm really pleased for Mike Feist, though. That's his first ever nomination. Yeah. He wasn't expecting it at all. He does his interview. Mike Feist plays Connor in Dear Evan Hansen, and he does this interview where... Because a lot of people have been asking the nominees, oh, where were you when you found out you were nominated? And he goes, oh, I was just sat at home. I wasn't really bothered about looking at it. And then suddenly start getting a lot of messages through. And he's like... his agent was like, oh, have you seen the nomination? He was like, oh, dear Evan Hansen got nominated. Oh, that's really, really good. Nice. She's like, no, you got nominated. Oh, bless. We're going to move on to Best Featured Actress in a Musical, which is the category I personally have been most excited about, mainly because for me it was a two-horse race between Jen Colella from Come From Away and Rachel Bay Jones. From Dear Evan Hansen.
Ella does love Jen Colella.
I
to a worrying degree.
But just because I've got a poster of her on my wall. No, I don't really, but I totally would.
You've printed it out and then stuck one on the wall. You made your own.
Okay.
And the nominations for Best Featured Actress in a Musical are Kate Baldwin for Hello Dolly, Stephanie J. Block for Falsettos, Jen Colella for Come From Away, Rachel Bay Jones for Dear Evan Hansen, and Mary Beth Peel for Anastasia. And the winner, Ella will be excited to know, or possibly disappointed, is Rachel Bay Jones for Dear Evan Hansen, who I think deservedly won. She's amazing in that show.
She is and incredible. And has been the favourite to win for a long time. Sort of until Jen Colella started performing Me in the Sky more. Yeah. Rachel Bay Jones was the favourite to win.
Definitely.
I'm pleased she has. I love... I think the issue is that prefers not the right word. I would rather listen to Jen Colella sing Me in the Sky than Rachel Bay Jones sing So Big, So Small.
Even though they're both...
Just because it's more my style of music, and I do listen to it like every day multiple times,
and you've got all the ticks down and stuff, so it's kind of like a learned responsive, I know this song,
but I do think Rachel Bay Jones is absolutely stunning. We played her singing So Big So Small on the Tony special, and it's a beautiful song.
It's just heartbreaking.
She does such a good job with that role.
It's a demanding one to play, I reckon, because it just involves so much emotion just every night. So,
and also one of the things we haven't really mentioned about Dear Evan Hansen before is that there are only 8 people in the cast. And they play, everyone's got their own defined roles, but they fit in for the chorus as well. There isn't really a chorus. If there's a song that needs backing vocals or an ensemble sound, the main cast members do it because there are only 8 of them. And that's something that they kind of have in common with Come From Away, where there's 12 cast members, but obviously each cast member is playing multiple parts, because you've got, they're each playing someone from Gander, someone from...
the planes.
Someone who has come from away on one of the planes. And so everyone has multiple roles, whereas Dear Evan Hansen, you can get more into a role, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, it was a two-horse race between the two, and whoever had won
would have been happy.
Entirely deserved. Now move on to Best Leading Actor in a Musical, and the nominees are the lovely, the wonderful, the incredibly attractive Christian Bale.
Hey!
Falsettos. Unfortunately, no leather in this one.
She would like to put in an order for more leather in Christian Bale musicals.
More leather and a moustache, please, thank you very much. Christian Bale, yeah, his first nomination for lead actor in a musical. We then also got Josh Groban, of course, for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812.
Happiest man alive.
He's just... If you watch the opening number, if you watch Kevin Spacey's opening number, you can see Josh Groban with her. He's just so happy to be there.
He's having the best time. Everyone around him is kind of like amused and is kind of settling to the show. He is just ready to go.
He is like an excitable child who's been taken to the theatre for the first time. Josh Groban for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. In his Broadway debut.
It's a big one.
Straight in there with lead actor.
He doesn't mess around.
What a career move. You've also got Andy Carl for Groundhog Day, David Hyde Pierce for Hello Dolly, and then, of course, Ben Platt for Dear Evan Hansen.
All amazing.
All amazing actors.
If you watch the full Tony Awards, just all of them are just... They're all really happy to be there, and they're all like... They've all got little bits and stuff to play around with. It's just... It's amazing to watch.
It's one of those that I think... We can say that Ben Platt for Dear Evan Hansen has won that, and I think everyone knew that was going to happen, but any one of those... to be honest, if Ben Platt hadn't been there, I don't think I could have called it. I think Josh Groban would have got it. I'm going to call it now. I think if Ben Platt hadn't been there, Josh Groban would have got it. But any one of those.
Yeah, it would have been like, oh yeah, that's well deserved.
Actually, it could have been Andy Carl.
Yeah.
He's a good job.
See, it's a difficult one because they're all such good roles as well to be playing.
I love David Hyde Pierce. I spoke about this in the Tony special. I have such a soft spot for him. I first... came into contact with him when he played Sir Robin. He originated the role of Sir Robin in Spamalot on Broadway. And oh, he's just lovely. And then obviously he's in Down With Love, plays Ewan McGregor's best friend, and it's just one of the greatest films. And oh, David. It's a good work. I think we all knew that Ben Platt was going to win.
Yeah,
it was just
definitely.
It was a very good role for him at a very good time.
Yeah, definitely. He fits... I don't know whether or not it's just something about his face just fits it, and he just puts so much into it. Like, there's a lot of articles going around about him talking about what he has to do to, like, perform the role, like, 8 times a week and stuff, and it's amazing to hear about.
I think also, like, and off stage, he's just very genuine.
Yeah.
You just go, oh, he's such a lovely person.
You want to give him a hug?
I mean, for all I know, he murders puppies in his spare time, but he seems like such a lovely person.
Yeah, definitely.
Disclaimer, I don't think he does.
No.
Puppies.
He cuddles them, though. It's so cute.
Aww. Rehomes them. Again, we don't know whether this is true or not. But
if he wants to...
It's the sort of person he is.
Definitely.
Right, now, best leading actress in a musical. This one we discussed at length in the Tony special. You've got Dele Benton for Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, Christine Ebersole for War Paint, Patti LuPone also for War Paint, Bette Midler for Hello Dolly, and Eva Noblezada, or as I like to call her, Eva Nosebleeder, for Miss Saigon. There's always been a favourite to win this, and it is Bette Midler, which is very interesting considering that she's never been nominated for a performance award before, but she was the favourite to win. I remember seeing that Bette Midler had been nominated for the first time and thinking, she'll probably win that unless she's up against some, like, Broadway legend like Patti LuPone. And then looked at the nomination, she's up against Patti LuPone. Well.
This is going to be such an interesting one.
And then you've got, I mean, Christine Ebersole and Patti LuPone, just such veterans, both of Broadway and of the Tony Awards. But yeah, and then you've got people like Dene Benton and Eva Noblezada, who just so young that they're just breaking into it and have gone straight in with... Tony nominations for lead actress, which is just an incredible achievement. And I can say that Bette Midler, Hello Dolly, has won that in her first ever.
The conspiracy theory isn't true.
There's a lot of politics on Broadway that you don't really think. People go, like, oh, musical theatre is so happy. A lot of politics behind it. But I'm really happy for Bette Midler. And although I don't like her as much as other people who've played Hello Dolly, I think that's so well deserved.
Yes.
And about time. Tony Awards, what have you been doing?
Oh dear.
Well done, Bette. So we've done the technical awards, we've done the actors and actresses awards, and now it's time to work out the best musicals. There are two categories. There's best musical for new musicals and there's best revival.
We're going to move on to the nominations for Best Revival of a Musical. Three nominations here. We've got Falsettos, Hello Dolly, and Miss Saigon. And the winner is Hello Dolly, which I think from the other you could work it out almost from who else had won. Very well deserved.
I mean, Hello Dolly had the second most nominations after Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet.
It's just a great musical.
I think that's one of the things for it, that not only is it a great musical, but it's a very
musical. Yeah.
In a way that Miss Saigon and Falsettos aren't. They're sort of newer, more... gritty isn't the right word.
A bit more dramatic, maybe?
Miss Saigon, definitely. As I said, it's by the same guys as Les Mis, so it's got that very... not over the top, but like it's a very important subject that's dealt with in a very dramatic and almost sensationalized way. Falsettos is sort of the other extreme of that, but it's like a very close-knit unit and how they deal with that. Whereas Hello Dolly is just musical theatre at its best. We played Put On Your Sunday Clothes on the Tony special, and it's just got that feel that a lot of musical theatre is lacking now because, you know, it was written, what, like... nearly 70 years ago, that it's just got this musical theatre feel to it in that golden age of Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely. So, very happy about them winning Best Revival.
Now come to our final category. It is for Best Musical. It's the best new musical that has come to Broadway in the past year. This is the award that...
everyone guns for.
Yeah, it's the best picture at the Oscars. This is the show to see on Broadway.
It's the thing that you're going to put directly onto your poster.
Yes, this goes in big capital letters at the top, and then all the other ones go underneath it.
And before you announce who was nominated, can we talk...
Before we do the big reveal,
can we talk about who was announcing this one at the actual Tonys? The most adorable man... possibly on the planet. It was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Aww.
There was a little bit of a skit handing over the envelope where Kevin Spacey came on in his Frank Underwood character from House of Cards and handed over the envelope. And that was pretty amusing. And you can see Lin trying not to laugh as he stood on stage trying to like act this quite serious role.
The brilliant thing about Lin-Manuel Miranda is that he, from like 2008 onwards, he has become, well... 2008 was his sort of breakthrough in musical theatre within the Heights. And then still not a lot of people knew him until Hamilton, obviously, which was just groundbreaking in and of itself. And now he's one of the most recognisable names in musical theatre.
Yeah.
He's on talk shows. He's on panels. He is Oscar nominated. He wrote music for Moana. He's about to star in Mary Poppins Returns. He's this massive name.
Yeah.
And yet he still looks so bemused that he stood on stage next to Kevin Spacey.
He's just like, oh my God, guys, it's Kevin Spacey. And you're like, yes, you're Lin-Manuel Miranda.
And it's always so nice. Because you get the sense that when people become famous, there's this idea that they get a change. And, you know, not everyone does. And sometimes they do, but it doesn't come across. But just Lin-Manuel Miranda comes across as one of the most genuine, humble people there is, which is so at odds with how he could be if he allowed it.
He could just own everything. Yeah. And he's just like, no, I'm just very happy to be here. Him, Josh Groban, and we were talking Ben Platt. Josh Gad. We want them all just to be in a room together and just having a chat, and we can be there as well.
Just all these people who just look happy to be there because they're a part of it.
Yeah.
I think it's that sense of going, I'm included in something I've been dreaming about since I was a child.
Yeah,
and it's
definitely
that pinch yourself moment. Anyway, he's adorable. And he, as the man responsible for most of the awards last year, announced Best Musical. It's time to find out who won. The nominees were Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, Groundhog Day, Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812. And the winner is Dear Evan Hansen. I think we all saw it coming.
Pretty much. We were talking about how it was... Dear Evan Hansen has kind of stormed these awards, and yet they didn't get the most nominations.
No.
But the ones that they were nominated for, they pretty much... they've taken quite a few of them.
They were nominated for 9. They've won 6. Compared to something like Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, which was nominated for 12 and I think took 2?
Which
it, I think, just shows you how the Tonys works.
Pretty much. You've
either got a real runaway show, like Hamilton or The Producers, that just wins everything it's been nominated for, or
a year like this year where you're like, I can't, even though we did try and guess a few and we were right, you can't really guess anything because just so much could change. But
I think really that's just testament to how good Broadway is. The myriad of musicals we have on offer at the moment is the best it has ever been. I mean, any of these shows could have won anything and would have been such a deserved winner.
Definitely.
And I think that's something that I personally have really liked about this year, that although Dear Evan Hansen, I think we all knew deep down, was going to win everything, there was no one musical that was just obviously in a different league to all the others in the way that Hamilton was, or the producers back in 2001. Yeah. And that's something I really, really like. Now, I do know that there are some musicals here who deliberately delayed their release so as not to coincide with Hamilton.
Which must have been so annoying, because then you're like, "What, Dear Evan Hansen? Please stop."
But I think it was a sensible idea to do that because I don't...
You wouldn't have wanted any of those shows to get buried.
I don't want any of these to have been lost in the uproar that was Hamilton. Whereas this year, although Dear Evan Hansen is the runaway winner, everyone who knows anything about the Tonys knows about all of these shows in a way that they'd have just been eclipsed last year.
It doesn't detract from anyone wanting to go see any of the shows, because now that they, especially with the showing the live performances and stuff, everyone knows how great they all look, how the feel of all of them. So it's probably just going to help their upswing.
Yeah.
Very happy about.
I think it was a brilliant evening and very deserved winner, but brilliant nominations as well. Like, everyone deserves a massive round of applause for that. And that's effectively it from us. Hopefully this has given you all the information you need to know about the Tony Awards. Obviously, this is just reading the nominations and letting you know the winners. Do go on YouTube and have a search on the internet. Try and find the performances, because they are stunning.
Yes.
I mean, it is the creme de la creme of the musical industry, and it's so worthwhile watching.
Yes.
Just because it's stunning. Even if you're not a big fan of musicals, you will be blown away by the stuff that they can do. And actually, we're going to end with the Rockettes performing New York, New York. The Tonys were back at Radio City Music Hall this year. It's the home of the Rockettes. It's where Tony Awards were first held. And in recent years, they've drifted away from it. They go to big theatres. They have different venues. Neil Patrick Harris was the last host to perform in Radio City Music Hall for the 2013 Tony Awards. And I'm so happy they're back, because it's like it's come home. The icing on the cake is that they got the Rockettes involved to perform New York, New York, even joined by Leslie Odom Jr. and Cynthia Erivo. It was just such a brilliant moment. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. That's it from us. We'll be back on Sunday the 18th of June for our last show of the year, 6 p.m. euro1350.net. Do not miss it. Now though, this is the Rockettes featuring Leslie Odom Jr. and Cynthia Erivo with New York, New York.
Start of it in old New York. is URN.
Showtime Breakdown.